We're good to go. Good evening. I'm going to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing regular meeting Monday, December 8, 2025, and it is 6:02 p.m. First item is establish a quorum.
All right, Dave Stewart.
Present.
Brian Fabians.
Here.
George Kramer.
Is here.
Jack Cole.
Here.
Roger Hannes. Thomas Holman. Devin Sonnenfeld.
Here.
And Rick Castro.
Here.
And Howard Kitchen.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you, Cody. Could you please give an explanation of meeting procedures?
Sure. I'd like to welcome everybody to the December 8th, 2025 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of Taney County zoning regulations and are held for each zoning and conditional use application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and a staff file including all information for each case is Exhibit C. So I'll give you a quick breakdown of procedures. A staff report for each case will be read, followed by any questions the Planning Commission staff may have, the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet and give your name to the commission before addressing it. All comments and questions are addressed directly to the Planning Commission, not to anyone in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider that application for a vote.
It's hard to hear.
Amber, can we shut that door and just let them know we'll call them when... Are you good?
I'm good.
All right. Before we start with review and action of the meeting minutes, we have a VIP amongst us that I wanted to acknowledge. We've got Mr. Doug Fabian that's down below us. Tonight is his last meeting. He's been on the Planning and Zoning Commission and served the county for 11 years. So if we could do a round of applause, that'd be awesome. He also
it's not a difficult job. He's 29.
He also served 10 years on the Taney County Sewer Board as well. He got off of that last year. So appreciate all you've done through the years, Doug.
Thank you,
Eric. Next item we have is review and action of the November 10th, 2025 meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes as presented? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes stand approved.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, I would like to motion to limit guest speakers to 4 minutes, excluding the applicant.
Okay, we have a motion to limit public speaking to 4 minutes less the applicant. Do we have a second for that?
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So, Cody, 4 minutes. And we will move directly into public hearing and final vote. The first one we have is a rezone. Rezone of one parcel, 1225 Clevenger Cove Road, Hollister. And just so everyone's aware, on a rezone, we will hear the application, and the public has the right to come up and speak, and we'll hear from the applicant. And basically, we will make a recommendation to approve or deny the application, and it's actually the county commissioners that make the final vote, and the county commission meeting is Tuesday, December 16th, 2025, 9 a.m., Cody, right? So, again, we make a recommendation to the Taney County Commission. So with that, Cody, ready to roll?
Yep. All right, our first one, RZ2025-025, JKKB Real Estate Investments, LLC. Subject property is 1225 Clevenger Cove, Hollister, Missouri, Olive Township, Section 35, Township 22, Range 22. The request, JKKB Real Estate Investments is seeking Planning Commission recommendation to the County Commission to approve the zoning request of one parcel, 18-7.0-35-004-016-001.000, located at 1225 Clevenger Road, Hollister, Missouri. The existing property is R1, and the request is NR1. Per the assessor, it's an 80 by 135 irregular lot. It has septic for wastewater. I'm assuming you have well for water. Okay, with that, I'll just take you into it. So, property's way down here on the left, probably really hard to see, but here's 65 and 265 cutting off of the P Highway. Here is the Big Bear Park down there. Get you a little closer. So if you follow P along the front there and then cut back up in, property's over here again. Once again, Yogi Berra, Big Bear Park there. Property's on this 90 right here off Clevenger Cove Road as it curls back through. A little closer look at it. They've got a detached garage, some fire pits and stuff back here, and a house here. Zoning. So, and you guys might want to take another look at this a little further out, but everything close to it is all R1. And of course, everything striped here is cooler. I grabbed you some photos. Like I said, the detached garage, the home. Well house, phone home, another shot, side shot. And with that, I'll bring up the applicant for this and let him speak.
Hello, James Jr. Bollinger. I'm not good at this, so I apologize. Ladies and gentlemen, nice meeting you. Pretty simple. We just bought this property on the premise of being able to rent it out. At the time we bought it, we had no idea it had even been rezoned. And I guess 2021, we bought it in late 2020 and spent a couple of years remodeling it. It was a train wreck. So we're pretty proud of it now. And all we're wanting to do is be able to share it with some friends and family every once in a while. It's 75% of the time it's going to be my family. But every once in a while we have some people come in that we would like to share it with. So we're compatible as far as, you know, you've got nightly rentals coming in on us and you got them going out on us. You've got an RV park. You have another house up the road that I think got approved a little while back on a conditional use, whatever you guys, the terminology is for it. But that's pretty much it. We'd just like to rent it a few times, a couple weeks out of the summer, honestly, to... That's pretty much it.
All right. You know, when we went through the zoning, there's a specific reason why you can't get a CUP in an R1 development, and that's to restrict nightly rentals. So, you know, basically what you're asking is to have a rezone to allow nightly rentals within an R1 subdivision. I do realize there's other activity around, but adjacent, just to give you some history of what's gone on the past few years with Taney County. So, and that does seem pretty straightforward. So do we have anybody in the audience that signed up to speak for or against this application? Do you have an order? Let's go ahead and let them go.
Okay.
So if you want to have a seat. Do you have an order you want to go in? Game plan?
My name is Julie Beck, and I live at 123 Coveview Road, which is, if you keep going on down Coveview Road, it's past JR's property. I'm speaking tonight to represent the Arcadia Landing neighborhood and express our opposition to the proposed rezoning of 1225 Clevenger Cove Road. Arcadia Landing runs from 719 Clevenger Cove Road to the entrance of the Rocky Shores Resort at 1491. There is a fenced perimeter separating the properties at Emerald Point, with the other boundary being the Corps of Engineers. We have approximately 40 homes, with approximately 20 of those being permanent residents. Our objections are not new, and I'm sure you hear them every time you have a rezoning request. So we're going to be very specific on our objections. One, impact on community character and increased noise and disruption. Not only do shorter rentals lead to noise disturbances, we have examples. 1225 Clevenger Cove has already tried to rent that property. One of the first times he rented it, the next door neighbor complained of the noise. That complaint went directly to the owner. We have had cars racing up the roads at 2 a.m. waking up several residents. The complaints went to Taney County Sheriff. Taney County Sheriff tracked the drivers to the Rocky Shores. The sheriff addressed the issue with the management of Rocky Shores. We had a property at Cardinal Road that also tried to be a nightly rental. We had extreme fireworks going off until 1 a.m. Not only the noise was an issue, but also the debris it left on our roofs and in our yards. That was addressed with the owner, and eventually when he refused to stop renting, we reported it to the planning and zoning. We have property value concerns. The presence of short-term rentals deter the sale of our properties to families looking for peaceful, family-friendly neighborhoods. Safety and security issues. It has been said at previous meetings that people who can afford to rent these high-end properties should not be a crime concern. In May of 2025, a renter from Rocky Shores had a verbal confrontation with my neighbors, a couple in their 70s, because the lady had waved the driver to slow as she was walking her dog. Taney County Sheriff was called. 2 days later, Taney County Sheriff Department stopped the driver on Clevenger Cove Road. An arrest was attempted. He escaped. Later that evening, a man with no shoes and still wearing the handcuffs was observed in our neighborhood. He was detained by a neighbor at gunpoint until the sheriff's department arrived. It is my understanding a drug task force was involved in that arrest. To be clear, high-end rental does not mean no crime. Parking at 1225 Clevenger Cove is another issue. When the parking is at capacity in front of that house, it obscures the view of oncoming traffic on that S-curve, which is right beside his property. We also have concerns on loss of long-term residents. The residents next door to 1225 Clevenger Cove recently sold their property. The main reason for the sale is the increased traffic and the noise. Residential zoning exists to protect homeowners and to preserve long-term neighborhoods. Rezoning to allow commercial lodging undermines the stated intent of our zoning laws and sets a precedent that encourages further commercial encroachment into our residential neighborhood. To date, we have 4 properties reported to have violated zoning regulations with nightly rentals in Arcadia Landing. For these reasons, and unfortunately I could list more, we respectfully request the commission deny the rezoning proposal and preserve the residential integrity of our neighborhood.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Next.